2. Gone. Zuckerman had lost his subject. His health, his hair, and his subject. Just as well he couldn't find a posture for writing. What he'd made his fiction from was gone. His birthplace, the burnt-out landscape of a racial war, and the people who'd been giants to him, dead. The great Jewish struggle was with the Arab states. Here, it was over. The Jersey side of the Hudson, his West Bank, occupied now by an alien tribe. No new Newark was going to spring up again for Zuckerman, not like the first one. No fathers like those pioneering Jewish fathers bursting with taboos. No sons like their sons boiling with temptations. No loyalties, no ambitions, no rebellions, no capitulations. No clashes quite so convulsive again. Never again to feel such tender emotion and such a desire to escape. Without a father and a mother and a homeland, he was no longer a novelist. No longer a son, no longer a writer. Everything that galvanized him had been extinguished, leaving nothing unmistakably his and nobody else's to claim, exploit, enlarge, and reconstruct. These were his distressing thoughts, reclining on the playmat, unemployed. His brother's charge, that Karnofsky had precipitated their father's fatal coronary, hadn't been easy to forget. Memories of his father's last years, of the strain between them, the bitterness, the bewildering estrangement, gnawed away at him along with Henry's dubious accusation. So did the curse his father had fastened upon him with his dying breath. So did the idea that he had written what he had as he had simply to be odious, that his work embodied little more than stubborn defiance toward a respectable chiropodist. Having completed not a page worth keeping since that deathbed rebuke, he had half begun to believe that if it hadn't been for his father's frazzled nerves and rigid principles and narrow understanding, he'd never have been a writer at all. A first-generation American father possessed by the Jewish demons, a second-generation American son possessed by their exorcism. That was his whole story. Zuckerman's mother, a quiet, simple woman, dutiful and inoffensive though she was, always seemed to him a slightly more carefree and emancipated.